Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark.
Back, it's 12 after. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. That's Chicago wailing away in the background there. That's great music. My website, as I said, is jbsba.com. You can find lots of things there when you get there. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can find all about our Brain Trust members. Pretty cool folks there, including our guest this half hour, Mr. Jeffrey Zabar, the author of Safe at Home, the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting, and he is the Chief Home Officer. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always. What's going on in the world of micropreneurs, as you call them?
Well, it's interesting. There's a lot of change afoot. There's a lot of things going on. It's the holiday season, so we're all out looking for our last-minute business purchases that we can take as a deduction on the current fiscal year.
And yep.
Mine was a computer, and mm-hmm. I went out and bought a new computer. Not the whole setup, because I have a nice 17-inch flat panel that I love, and I have my ergonomic keyboard with the built-in touchpad.
You just bought the tower, basically. Right?
I just bought the tower, and I went out and I configured it online, and I competitively shopped it and priced it, mm-hmm. got what I wanted. And the other thing that I'll be expensing out this year is George, my IT guy, who along with the 800 or so that I spent on the computer, another $300 or $400 on his services to migrate everything over to make, as he said, make my new desktop look like my old desktop.
But now wait a minute, Jeffrey. You're a technology writer. You write about technology. I mean, I happen to know that for the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel, at least once a week there's a genius article about technology and small business. Why do you need to hire somebody to help you with this?
Because my ghostwriters who write that stuff for me do all the work, and I just fake it and put my byline and collect the money and keep them in the cellar doing the work for me.
They just need your pretty face, didn't they?
They just need my pretty face. There you go. Now, you know what's interesting is, you know, I have a friend of mine down here who says pretty much the same thing. He's like, Jeff, you can do more than you think you can when it comes to this. But I've done research and worked with companies, PC makers who research and work with especially the micropreneur market, the home office market, the small business entrepreneur. And the one thing that comes back as these companies try and sell all these computers to all these people is the greatest fear factor that keeps people from migrating, and they should do a show, Fear Factor, about this, mm-hmm. is migrating data from one computer to the next. Because it's not just my documents and settings. I mean, it's really not just mm-hmm. taking your data that you've saved over the years, whether it's files or pictures or PDFs or JPEGs or whatever. It's everything else that's in there, your software applications.
Well, it's your life. It's what you've – you know what it's like? You know how when you move from one house to another, you can't believe you've accumulated all this stuff?
Right.
You just can't believe that over the years. I mean, how many times do you bring things into your house and don't take things out of equal and comparable volume? You know, you don't. You leave it in there and it keeps building up. You do the same thing with your computer, don't you?
You 100% you do. And the thing is, what buying a new computer enables you to do in many ways is clean up the garbage that was in your old one. So I know what my guy George does is he takes my computer, dumps it onto a server, and then he makes me, before I give it to him, he makes me give him a list. What must you have on the new computer? Because if there's garbage out there, I'm not going to transfer it
over. Oh, man, that's painful.
That's painful, but you know what? In as much as
you had
moving
to pay
is
him
painful,
for that?
Excuse me?
And you had to pay him for that?
And I had to pay him for that. Hey, you know what? Therapy is painful, but we pay the therapist too, okay? So, yeah, I mean, he goes through and he says, what do you need? what you use. I mean, it's really, if you think about it, it's often not all that much stuff.
Right.
You know, I have my QuickBooks, and I have Act that I use, and I have Word and Microsoft Office. Now I have some music software that I've purchased and things like that, and the image software for my camera. You know, I need Adobe Acrobat so that I can create and open PDFs. You know, I need a viewer for JPEGs. I mean,
but you already had that.
You
already had
daily
that, though,
basis,
right?
It's all there.
You already had that stuff, though.
I had it, but he wanted to know, okay, what's there that I don't need to transfer over? You know, he takes it. He's the cleaning guy who comes in and says, okay, I want to get some of this garbage out of your life. You know, it's like when the people are coming with the 18-wheeler to move you from one house to the next. You know, if they look at your whole house and say, okay, it's going to cost us this much to move it, or
yeah,
if you got rid of some of the stuff.
If you throw away about half the stuff, we won't have to move it. Well, you know, Jeff,
exactly,
you're talking about whether you should do it or George or whatever. You know, you and I are not unlike when it comes to technology. I've been on computer for a long time, since the mid 70s, and in different iterations. And so everything that I need to do just about with technology, if I wanted to study it and look at the and read all the instructions and go through the, you know, the trial and error that everybody has to do, even the smart guys have to do that. Even the really, you know, the techies, the geeks have to do a little trial and error sometimes. If I wanted to do all that, I could do it. You could do it.
Right.
But what I find is what you found is that $300 you spent on George was a lot cheaper than if you had gone through all this yourself.
Right. And
because you got other things you need to be doing. That's not the best use of your time. One more thing.
Yeah.
If you didn't get George, how long would you put off needing to upgrade if you didn't have George?
It would have been put off for quite a while. It really
because
would
you would have said, I don't have time to do this, so therefore I'm not going to do it.
Well, as it is, there were certain things that didn't get transferred because I forgot to put them on the list. I had to go out and download them. I had to reset. You know, I had to redo the settings. And some of that stuff is not part of my paying gig, so it takes me even more time to come around to justify it that way. I mean, if he hadn't downloaded Word, then, you know, trust me, that would have gotten downloaded right away. But the problem is, some of these things I need right away. I need to get done.
There are some companies out there. IBM is one of them. I just happen to know that that have migratory software that the software will migrate. You know, you hook it up now. Even with that, though, I mean, and that's great. That prevents me from having a George, but even that is not easy to do. But I mean, it takes a little bit of time to do that. But you know, your point is well taken. The main thing is don't hold back upgrading your equipment just because of the migration process. There is help out there.
Right.
20 after, we'll be right back with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. After these messages, stay with us. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and rocking and rolling with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, the Chief Home Officer. Give us your website, Jeffrey.
Just as it says, chiefhomeofficer.com with three W's in front, www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Jeff, how have the holidays impacted your productivity as a small business owner?
Well, what's interesting is the work that I do as a writer for both publications and corporations require me to speak to people constantly throughout the day. And a lot of people, especially small businesses or people who are involved with budgeting and budgets for their businesses, for their employers, end of year gets very busy for them. They know they're going to lose a lot of their own productivity. So when a reporter or a researcher comes calling looking for some input, they're often very hard to get in touch with. So my productivity tends to sap because of that. But then again, I have my own issues where there's year-end stuff that goes on. And this, you know, because I'm a home business, we have three young children, we have household things that go on and year-end events and travel in December that takes up a lot of our time. So
so from Thanksgiving through the end of the year, there's a 30, actually more like a 40-day period that's really has the potential to be discombobulated. I mean, the only way, and it seems to me that and as I remember when I was when this was the kind of environment that I worked in, which I did for a while, as you know,
mm-hmm.
Was you got to plan for this, don't you? You got to be prepared
right.
for it. Otherwise, you could wind up being much less than productive for 40 days.
It's going to happen. You know, it will happen. So you have to plan, maybe, you know, front load your work to get the work done in advance, as opposed to waiting till it happens and thrust upon you. You know, if you're a first time entrepreneur, then you can blame it on ignorance. But
well, and you know, here we are hard by to the end of the season, and somebody might be saying, well, why are we talking about this now? Well, folks, I'm talking about 2005.
Right.
And, you know, Jeffrey, one of the things that I've recommended to small business owners, not even just home-based business owners, depending on what business they're in retail, never mind. But if you're not in retail, take your annual budget, sales budget that you're projecting for 2005, and divide it by 11. Don't divide it by 12.
Right. Right.
And see if you can't have your year made by the end of November. What do you think?
Sounds like a great idea, and the thing is that we have such a hard time staying productive during that end of the year that I know that I keep a relatively close eye on my numbers, and I use, again, like I had mentioned earlier, I use QuickBooks, and I go through and I'm constantly looking at my week at a glance, so that, you know, my weekly numbers, so that I can see, I have a number in my mind where I want it to be, and I know it falls off come December. You know, and then I'll look at month at a glance, and I'll know that it's fallen off. But you know what? I also don't sweat it because I know the way it is. And while I try and make sure that I keep it as best I can, it's a reality we all have to face.
Well, and you know, this year and next year are not so bad because the big ones, Christmas and New Year, are on the weekend.
Right.
But when it gets tough is when those two are like on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Because it just guts those 2 weeks, doesn't it, in terms of productivity?
In some ways, when you're really busy, I frankly prefer that sometimes because everything's quiet and I can get things done when it's that way.
But not if you're trying. Not if you need to call people and get a decision out of them.
True.
Because most people, so many people are out of there.
Well, true, but a lot of what I do, and you're not going to catch people New Year's and Christmas and New Year's for the most part anyway. I mean, it's really difficult to catch people during that time, especially, like you said, if it's in the middle of the week. But a lot of people, their minds aren't there or they're not there. But also, it gives me an opportunity. Sometimes I like holidays during the week because it gives me an opportunity to get some work done without tapping family weekend time. But I'm able to get some other work done, whether it's writing, that's just concentration, or cleaning the office, which otherwise may never get done if I don't have that break. So I take advantage of that when it comes.
And you're the maid anyway, so that, right?
At least in this 140-square-foot space I am.
Hey, Jeff, let's get back to the computer for a minute as we wrap up the hour, the visit. You're going to be able to write off the entire amount of that purchase because of the this year, because of the tax law, allows you to do that rather than depreciate it over a period of time.
Well, and that's a wonderful opportunity for me, and also because as a home-based business, I am a business. This is not, my kids are not doing homework on this box
right.
after hours.
Right.
So those are things that we need to keep in mind, that we can write it off and that we can feel confident writing it off because it's not, in as much as my office is a full-time office, this PC is a full-time work PC.
Well, now, so Jeffrey, I may have spoke too soon because it's up to $102,000 that you can write off.
Oh,
so,
really?
See, I didn't even think about it. Maybe you had already bumped that.
I went. I'm gonna have to depreciate part of it.
So you may not be. Yeah.
PCs aren't as cheap as we think these days. Surely we jest.
Jeffrey, thank you for being here today. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for the steadfast support that you've given us all year long.
Jim, it's been a great year, and this marks what, you know, 6 months we've been together here.
Yeah, at least.
it's been many years, and it's been wonderful, and I appreciate all you've done in supporting my brand and allowing me to help you and help your listeners along the way. And before we get too sentimental, let's rock and roll for 2005.
Happy holidays, Jeff.
Happy holidays to you, Jim.
Quick break, right back with Karen Kerrigan and Administrator Hector Barreto of the SBA. They're all going to be here in the next half hour. 29 after, this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.